Theater.
It's 9 o'clock.
You're just in time.
Oh, yeah!
On Blackie, what's ready? In Birmingham. It's your time.
Good morning and welcome into the Saturday edition of the Leighton and Child Show. A couple of roguish devils who tore them up last night at the Firemen's Association.
Yeah, we certainly did. We came in with our fire axe and just went to work.
We tore up. I was personally responsible for three chairs and table.
Yeah.
And Doug, you had the old lady over in the corner just hitting her with everything you could. It's just fantastic the way we did it, whatever
while,
it was.
While we were at the firefighters' convention last night, the town was burning up, of course.
That's right, of course, and all the firemen were down there. But otherwise, everybody seemed to have a good time. Insurance rates have gone up now, of course.
That's all
of it.
Once upon a time, Glenn Ford, Elkie Summer, Rita Hayworth, Ricardo Montalban, and Joseph Cotton are caught in the money trap from MGM.
There you have it, Elkie Winter, along with Joe Zakron. And Glenn Plymouth.
And now here's unfunny Doug Layton.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Yes,
just
you were.
You
said
a couple of words.
You
leave me alone. You butt out. You leave me alone.
Leave
I've
me
got
enough
problems
without
you butting in every time I start a commercial.
I've been on fire.
The Money Trap is being held over for the second big week at the Capri Theater in Centerpoint. Go on out and see all those wonderful people in the Money Trap.
Every time he does that, friends, he tries to make up names for those people in there. And I've tried to tell him that those people have names like his.
I'm through. I'm not saying any more to you.
Taxi people everywhere in Birmingham want to know what's going on wherever they are at any moment. And WAQY keeps these people the best-informed listeners in America. That's why when WAQY talks to you, it sounds like Birmingham.
You did a great job last night, Tom. You turned them on, kid.
Turned who on?
The people last night. The party.
Oh. Well, they were on before I got there.
Yeah, I guess they were. Seven and a half minutes past 9 o'clock
on the
lake.
Good. Let's do that.
What?
Ram pins under people's fingernails.
Oh, that's smart.
I know it.
The Japs used to do that against the American flyers when they were trying to get the secrets of the Norton bomb site.
Well, if I'd have had the secret, they could have had it.
That's right, Ellie. I keep nothing when they start that.
I didn't think it was that good a
thing.
Yeah.
Four of the loveliest girls you'll ever want to see heading to Anniston this very moment.
What are their individual and respectable names?
Their individual and respectable names are Jerry.
You know the girls well?
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm thinking of them.
All right.
All right, there's, of course, there's Sylvia Pittman.
Oh, very good.
Martha
Don't forget
Smith,
your wife, man.
Martha Smith.
Yeah.
Jerry Inham. And,
Your wife. You know your wife.
I've got
You were with her last night.
I saw her last
night. How come?
What?
You were with her.
It was a big affair. I thought I'd bring her along.
If you're a student, you want a writing instrument that you can depend on for every assignment. You can choose from a dozen ink colors. Orangest orange to bluest blue. Whichever lending pen you choose, you'll have a pen that will be a faithful classroom companion throughout the year. And it finds from just 39 cents. To buy a whole handful, lending pens are available in school stores and all over town. Pick a lending pen, and you'll be writing right. Right.
Head them up and head them into the corral.
Head them into the corral, yes. Jerry Emmons and all the crew now heading toward Anniston. You girls drive carefully now, will you please?
Yeah, shape up, or ship out. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, it's 64 degrees, and it's going today to a high of 74. And the Leighton and Charles show will be extremely funny this morning.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Don't miss a moment of it.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, Doug.
Don't forget we got Wacky Open Mic at 10:30.
Okay, Doug.
I'd like to have some toppings for you.
Here's Patty Duke.
Sing it, Patty.
She's voted the most uncooperative actress in Hollywood.
Right. Patty, Patty Duke in a beautiful song, her brand new one entitled When She Holds Me.
No, that's not Whenever She Holds Me.
Whenever
there's
She Holds Me.
There's a difference, you know.
Well, there's a difference between Whenever She Holds Me and When She Holds Me?
Yeah.
What's the difference,
please? Never.
Well, I suppose so. 12 minutes past 9 o'clock, WAQI time right now. I know, Mom, you're standing there, and you've got your little granddaughter in your arms.
See you standing there with...
Forget that. And the little granddaughter is about, 7 or 8 months old. And you know how a little 7 or 8 month old child is. It's just a bundle of joy to behold and to hold.
Uh-huh. Especially about 3:30 in the morning.
Well, anyway, as you're holding the little youngster in your arm and you're going, get you, little one. The little baby reaches up and snatches your eyeglasses off and hurls them across the floor and shatters them on the pavement.
Good for the little baby. That'll teach you to show gitchy goo to a kid.
And it'll also teach you to wear glasses. Why don't you get rid of them? Get in touch with Ben Air Contact Lens Company, 338 Frank Nelson Building downtown, and find out all the facts about seeing better without glasses.
Okay, Doc.
At no obligation to you whatsoever, they will explain all the facts to you and show you Vent Air contact lenses, the finest contact lenses made in this or
any other world.
Thank you, Frank. Vent Air Contact Lens Company phone number is 323-8341. Give them a call now.
Getting on the big things in the big city. With 1220 WAQI.
14 minutes after 9 o'clock, we'd like to thank the Birmingham Firefighters Association for a wonderful evening last night.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Every type of dignitary was there, including the mayor and many members of the city council.
Well, there was one man far superior to all those you've mentioned.
Do you mind if I continue?
All right, go ahead.
Members of the legislature were there, members of all radio and TV stations, Birmingham News and Post Herald, all press media were there. All of the members of the Birmingham Fire Department who could possibly get away.
Well, when are you going to name the man that was there?
And then there was this coach from Alabama who spoke for a while.
Good grief, Fred.
So we had a tremendous time, and we appreciate the opportunity of being there, sharing their awards banquet with them. They gave out awards to press, radio, and TV, and also to their Firefighter of the Year, which went to Chief Swan.
Right.
And it was a good occasion.
It really was. But the coach, Tom, you didn't mention him.
So. I said the coach from Alabama. Everybody knows who he is.
I think it was Sam Bailey.
Shop. That's the number one song on a new brand new Wacky Top 20 survey. By the way, that new survey is in your record shop this morning, or should be shortly before noon. So go by there and pick up several hundred of them.
In people happy, in people swing every day. With WAQI, you're in Birmingham.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the weather. For today, partly cloudy and warm. Tonight and Sunday, increasing cloudiness and warm with widely scattered showers, likely tonight or Sunday. High today, 74. Low tonight, 50. High tomorrow, 74. Presently in Birmingham, it's 65 degrees.
By the way, over in Mountain Brook is a place called Todd's Pet Shop, and it's the only place in town where you can buy this morning an ocelot. Now, they're $250 each, but they've got one over there in case you'd like to have one, just like Honey West has on her TV program, an ocelot. It's a fantastic creature of the night and a wonderful pet for your bedroom. Why don't you pick up an ocelot this morning at Todd's Pet Shop in Mountain Brook? Or, of course, if you'd like to have your poodle clipped, the poodle clipper of the year is at Todd's Pet Shop in Mountain Brook. Go by and... What's his name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Good. Why don't you drop by Todd's Pet Shop in Mountain Brook and find out what's his name? At Todd's Pet Shop in Mountain Brook, you can also find all of your pet supplies. You can buy a goldfish, buy the one, or buy the dozen in one. Todd's Pet Shop in Mountain Brook. A good place to find whatever it is that you're looking for.
And I'm standing by with the news.
Here are the folks, Magic Town.
It's 21 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock, Wacky Time on the Late Night Charles Show.
WAQI News.
Good morning. Time for 2020 News and Sports at 9:21. A federal court in Montgomery had a night 50. Right now in Birmingham, it's 65 degrees. That's 2020 News and Sports, a new concept in news reporting heard first on Wacky.
In Paris.
Made in Paris, starring Anne Margaret and a whole host of others, including
Louis Jadon.
Starts next Wednesday.
Who's that again?
Louis Jadon.
Starts next Wednesday at the Alabama Theater.
You mean Louis Jordan?
Somehow he destroys it every time. Next Wednesday at the Alabama, don't miss it. It's a good one. Made in Paris.
It's now 28 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're taking requests now for your subject matter for Wacky Open Mic. Call us at 781-2627. Tell us what you'd like for us to discuss.
Plead, Tom. Plead, boy.
At 10:30 this morning, we'll take about 30 minutes out and discuss the entire world.
Right.
But we'll break it down specifically into what you would like for us to discuss. So let us have your subject matter. Give us a call, 781-2627. It matters not which way you go.
That's right. We don't care if you're left or right or down the middle. Our offense straddler from... Yes, 29 minutes past 9 o'clock, Wacky Time on the Leighton and Charles Show. And if you are planning a big one today, may I suggest you get in touch with the people that will help you, National Car Rental. Their phone number is 323-3439, and they'll have a 1966 auto waiting on you. And that's an H. Green stamp, yours too. Add that to the fact that weekend rates are in effect, $5 a day, 10 cents a mile. You can't go anywhere else. National Car Rental.
Brand new from Lou Christie, Rhapsody in the Rain.
Join Leighton and Charles live at the Zip next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoon during AA Holiday.
In the morning, this is better, Wacky. This is morning.
Good morning, neighbors. It's 28 minutes till 10
Tom.
O'clock. Hi, Doug. 65 degrees now.
Just trying to be friendly with you, Bob.
Doug and Tom, of course, friendly on a Saturday morning after a night out on the town last night, at which
what
we were...
A night out on the town?
We were out on the town last night.
Well, I just went to a big awards banquet, that's all.
I know, but you and I just very seldom go out among people.
That's true. There was quite a ball. There's a bunch there.
And we had to defend ourselves, of course, after we had entertained.
Right.
And that ain't easy, I'll tell you right now.
We were just as hilarious as two young fellows can be.
Lassiter Mountain Drag Strip will be racing tomorrow. Yeah, Lassiter Mountain Drag Strip will be racing tomorrow, and we urge you to go out and race, because it's just going to be regular drag racing. There's no big-name stars coming, but next week there will be. Tomorrow, of course, all classes, all eliminators will run. Gates open 10 o'clock in the morning, and new increased prize money is on tap for everybody. And there's a possibility I just might show up in a little surprise car.
Ha, 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 ha. You mean your Chevy 2 is ready, huh?
I don't think so.
Huh.
But I may show up anyway and watch the others.
Right, in a surprise car.
I'm doing a few little things to my car.
Coming out of Ford station wagon.
And I'm installing larger gas tanks, for one thing.
Are you really?
Yeah, so I feel like in order to win a drag race, you can't win if you're out of gas.
Oh, Tom.
Uh-huh.
A drag race usually only lasts about a quarter of a mile.
I know. What if you should run out about an eighth of a mile down? So I'm putting in two extra 20-gallon gas tanks on the front.
You only need about a gallon of gas in the tank.
Well, you just...
Can
you
do
can't,
it for less
I say you can't trust these gas gauges. That's what I'll do.
Wise man.
Sounds around town with Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and you're going to miss her 24 minutes from 10. Give us a call, 781-2627. If you have any subject matter you'd like for us to discuss on Wacky Open Mic at 10:30.
You could win a bundle of cash at one or more hourly prices in the Wacky Live Like a King contest. Soon we'll tell you where you may register. Then register, and you're on your way to winning a top prize of $250 cash in the Wacky Live Like a King contest.
I'm going to tell you how you can live like a king. Always do your record shopping at the Big Record in Five Point West Shopping City, because this is the greatest record shop I've ever seen. And I'll tell you why. It's not the largest. As a matter of fact, it's a very medium-sized record shop. But Johnny and Ann Prynne, who run the Big Record in Five Point West, are the biggest record operators I've ever seen, because, you see, they seem to know more about the record business. They keep on top of it. At the first indication of the popularity of any type of record, they'll get in four or five of them to find out. So that when you come in to ask for it the first time, they'll have it.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Doug. Why don't you go by Johnny Crenn's Big Record Shop in Five Points West Shopping City and find out exactly what they have for your record needs. Home entertainment specialists are Johnny and Ann Crenn, Five Points West Shopping City.
What's the date today, Tom? Any idea?
The date today is 3-12-26.
3-12-26. The 12th day of February.
1926,
right.
Jerry Lewis has a new album out. It's our album of the week. We're going to play one of them right now.
Herman Dinger!
The Herman Dinger, or I should say, the great motion picture starring Herman's Hermits, entitled Hold On, along with Shelley Fabre, is now showing at the wonderful Ritz Theater downtown. Don't miss it. This is a fun-filled AEA holiday for you from the Ritz Theater. Hold On with Herman's Hermits.
W-A-Q-Y News.
Good morning. Time for 2020 news and weather at 9:40. Two cameras. Low tonight, 50. High tomorrow, 74. Presently in Fair Park, it's 67 degrees. That's 2020 news and weather. The new concept in news reporting, heard first on Wacky.
This is WAQI in Birmingham.
Hey, Rhonda, help me, help me.
Last night at the Fireman's annual awards banquet, in which the first time for me to go attend it.
First time for me, too.
A beautiful banquet and well handled. Mayor Bobo introduced Coach Bryant, who was the guest, or I should say featured speaker last night.
After discussing it with all of the people who were there, we have now decided to give Mayor Bowell the Emmy Award for the best introduction of the year.
Mayor Bowell evidently spent many, many sleepless nights in preparation for this moment and carried it off with aplomb.
I've never seen it or heard an introduction that rivaled it.
That's very true. Mayor
Thank
Bowell,
you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mayor, with a beautiful time.
Feeling good, everybody. So everybody come on in.
Need your subject matter for Wacky Open Mic? Give us a call, 781-2627. That's 781-2627. Wacky Open Mic.
Once upon a killing, a guy who knew how to shoot.
Now, the Money Trap is held over for the second big week at your Capri Theater in Center Point. That's the second big week for Money Trap. Don't miss it at the Capri Theater in Center Point. Friends and neighbors out there in Radio Land.
The Drifters are coming. Wacky presents the Drifters. The Drifters are coming.
Here's our pick of the week. This one is one we think will make it. It's Bob Cuban. Turn on your love again. Turn on your love light, excuse me.